today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
People talk about love all the time. You hear people telling others how much they love them and what they will do to show their love. The world has taught us how to love according to the world's standards. We buy things for people, and that's supposed to mean we love them or have some affection that resembles love. We take people to dinner and pay the tab, and that's supposed to communicate love. I'm one who believes the world's definition of love does not go far enough. It is watered down. I believe the world sees love looking outside the window of the house that expresses it. What do I mean by that? Well, it means people see love as an act they perform that focuses on the externals instead of the internal experience of who they are. Remember, God is love, and if you are God's, what are you? Love goes beyond the material items you give to someone. Love goes beyond the ability to express it. That's why we need God, because we have never traveled this road before. The world teaches us to love those who do for us, those who give to us, and those who see us as we want them to see us. We are to love those who let us have our way. Is that really love? There's something we should be mindful of when it comes to love. In 1 John chapter 4, verses 20 and 21, it is written, "If someone says, 'I love God,' and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God who he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also." When we say we love God, that includes all those who call upon the name of Jesus. When we say we love God, it goes beyond our clique. When we say we love God, we have to love our brothers and sisters in Christ. This verse of scripture summarizes 1 John chapter 4. You cannot love God without first loving your fellow believer. If we claim to love God, we are delusional if our love for God is not accompanied by an unconditional, unselfish love for other Christians. Examine yourself as it relates to loving this way. If you don't love your Christian brother or sister, the verse is stating that you cannot love God. Love for God is directly tied to and includes all of his children. Do you love your brothers and sisters in Christ? Is your love for them unconditional? Is your love for them unselfish? This kind of love is a package deal. You can't love him without loving his. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.